And now we're going to go to a movie review, Black Christmas. And we have a new person joining us on Friday morning after. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
Not bad. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. And this is a 1974 movie.
Right. It's a 1974 Canadian horror film directed by Bob Clark.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Perfect. Okay. The story is simple. Right before Christmas break, an unseen psycho sneaks into a Canadian sorority house, threatening the girls with obscene phone calls and starts to kill them one by one. It may sound cliche to today's audience, as the themes have been exploited countless times, but rarely have they been used so successfully. This is a great horror film. Why is it such a great film, and why does it work as much of a powerful punch today as it did nearly 30 years ago? Simple. The ultimate success of Black Christmas is built on its simplicity. No description, and I do mean no description, of this film could actually do the experience of watching it any justice. And here I'm not exaggerating. In its simplest term, Black Christmas is a sophisticated film because it is never in your face or shocking. It's just scary, plain, and simple. There is nothing about this film that is outstanding or mind-blowing. As a matter of fact, all the elements that ultimately form this film as a whole are mediocre at best. The acting, the directing, the dialogue, you name it. As individual pieces, these elements are not going to blow you away. However, as a whole, when you put these elements together, something truly magic happens. And that's what Black Christmas is all about. Way ahead of its time, it predates both Halloween and When a Stranger Calls, both of which borrowed from it heavily. The film is never over the top or excessive. It simply is, and it works. For example, there is the use of dark corners, off-kilter camera angle to create a claustrophobic and frightening experience. There is also a lot of use of point-of-view shots of the killer. However, for today's audience who are used to watch movies in this genre with the use of fast cuts, this can be seen as at some times a bit slow. Often imitated but rarely duplicated, Black Christmas remains a great low-budget horror movie and a prime example of how suspense can be created with mood, light, atmosphere far more successfully than it can with blood. So I definitely recommend this movie, but only to those who enjoy horror films. I personally watched it on big screen at Cinéma du Parc, but unfortunately the last screening was yesterday. However, the DVD edition of Black Christmas is virtually an identical transfer as the previous release. If you like scary movies such as Scream, and you are tired of watching the typical Christmas stories with their happy ending, then you would definitely like this film. So have yourself a scary little Black Christmas. It's not all like the ones you used to know. So now let's go back to see, let's see what is going on next week that you can do with your family for the Christmas holidays. Are you running short on ideas for entertaining the family this Christmas? I have a solution for you. The NFB Cinem Robotech comes to the rescue with the activities aplenty right through the holiday season, free of charge for children age 12 and under, and between $3 to $7 for adults. For most activities are starting December 27 until January 8th. For some of them, reservation is required. Just to give you a few examples, they have personal viewing, sound workshop, holiday filming workshop, and so on. There is also some screening at NFB Cinema, such as The Rocket, from December 23rd and December 27 to 30 at 5 p.m., and it's free for charge. It's a documentary that highlights the history behind the legend. It is directed by Jacques Payet from 1998, preceded by the short film The Sweater, directed by Sheldon Cohen. There is also Silence en cours, Noël Bleu, which is tonight at 7 p.m. And the one that it was most intriguing to me, like I'm planning to go myself, it's Admission Générale, which is on December 27 and 30, and also January 3rd to 8th at 7 p.m. It's basically 15 short films from Quebec, France, Italy, for the pleasure of young and adult as well. For the full program, you can visit www.onf.ca/cinerobotech, or you can call in 514-496-6887. And to just give you an idea where it's located, it's 1564 Saint-Denis Street, and you can take Metro Berry-UQAM. For the next week, I'm going to talk to you about many interesting screenings that are coming at Cinéma Parallèle. There are some upcoming film program on Berlin as well. And to finish, if anyone out there has press release, movie or DVD that you would like me to review, or if you have any information that you want me to announce, please email me at artcultureinfo@yahoo.ca.
Wow, thank you, Sarah. That was very informative. Very informative. And everybody go out and rent Black Christmas. That sounds like a really interesting film.
It's a very interesting film. You should definitely go.
And we were just talking about King Kong, and probably Black Christmas would be a better pick than going to see the new remake of King Kong. Okay, thank you very much. You're listening to CKUT Radio 90.3 in Montreal. I'm Joe Broadhurst. This is the Friday Morning After.